there has been an outpouring of support and interest for Lotus River Girl since a story appeared on Eyewitness News bulletins 2 days ago. Tynika Adonis is 13 years old and needs a corneal transplant that will cost her family more than 100,000 rand. She was diagnosed with keratoconus a month ago. She has lost 90% of vision in her right eye and only has 50% of vision in her left eye. A couple of days ago, there was a Backer Buddy campaign that was launched to support Tynika. And she needs help. She's not doing well in her first year of high school, of course, because of the impact of her more encroaching blindness. Joining me now is Elizanne Adonis. She's the mother of Tynika. Elizanne, thanks so much for joining us. How are you doing today?
Very well, thank you, Lester. Hi there. As good as can be.
What's the last month been like? Of course, Tynika's condition being worsening before you getting that diagnosis. But after finding out you have a name to why she's losing her sight, what's your lives been like?
You know, to be honest with you, I can't say that it does make things easier, because obviously now you can actually do some research and try and see for any alternatives that can help, you know, that we can help her. So, but it doesn't change the emotions that goes with it. In actual fact, it kind of worsens things, because now I need to explain to her exactly, because I'm very open and honest with her. So I need to explain to her exactly what it is. And obviously I take her emotions upon myself as well. So it hasn't really been easy. Tynika's an introvert. So you barely see emotions from her. So for the last week, it's just been hectic.
Wow. And for a 13-year-old, a young person coming into their own, of course, the pressure of starting their first year of high school, all that coming at the same time for her.
Most definitely. I actually had a chat with her as well, and I said, look, babe, you know, as you can see, your results and things. So I was trying to prepare her for the possibility that she might repeat the year. And she's not even open to it. And it's difficult because she's never had a failed term ever in primary school since she started. So, you know, there's a whole adjustment that we just need to get used to or work around. And it's really, it's the impact that it's having on her specifically is draining. It's sad. As a mom, especially, of course.
Are you also preparing her for the possibility of losing her sight? She's already lost 90% in one eye, 50% of vision in the other eye. Is that the conversation of, if we don't get help, this could be a very much a possibility?
I had the conversation with her, yes. But I also, you know where I come from and my support, I need to say that my support structure is just so strong. My family, it's amazing. So there's a lot more positivity, you know, in this whole situation. So I try and bring across the positive side of things. More than focusing on the bad and the negative. But I have, obviously, if I look at reality, I need to be honest and say, if we cannot get this sorted as soon as possible, this is where we're heading to.
And the honesty of the conversation of having to talk to her, saying that we need to go out and ask for donations to help you.
She actually... whenever she hears what people has to say, especially with a Backer Buddy account, so people, you know, the amount of money that they are donating and that has been donated so far, that doesn't even, I am more than happy, more than blessed. I accept it all and I say thank you. But it's not even that really brings out the emotions. It's the little comments that these people leave. You know, where they wish her well, or they say have a bright future and things. And when I let Tynika actually go through all of them, and her eyes just tears up. So yes, she is happy, and I think she doesn't know how to accept it all. You know, because it's very overwhelming.
Well, Elizan, since that story had appeared on Eyewitness News 2 days ago, we've had people contact us on our show saying that, can you put us in touch? Don't know how to get through Eyewitness News coming through our show saying they want to get in touch with you. So there are a few people who are on the line here who've heard your story over the last 2 days and have asked to be put in touch. And I first want to bring on caller Mark Sampson joining me on the line. Mark, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Lester. How are you?
I'm very good. You heard Tanisa's story? You have something to offer?
No, I heard it and it just hit me straight in the heart and I just knew I had to do something. So, yeah. I've committed myself to 1,000 rand and I'd like to maybe challenge all the other Cape Talk listeners to do the same.
Mark, what is it about Tanisa's story that affected you?
I don't know, Lester. You know, it just hit me. I mean, she's young. She's losing her sight. I can't imagine what that must be like. I can't imagine the terror that must be going through her mind. So if we can do just a little bit to bring back that sight and let her live a normal life, wow.
Excellent. Mark, really appreciate it. And you already have 1,000 rand there to that Backer Buddy campaign, the Elizan. But
thank you so much.
We've had messages from, in fact, all around the world. Rachel Irvine is a South African living and working in the UK. She's the founder of a company called Irvine Partners, based here in Cape Town. She found herself on the other side of the world when lockdown hit, decided to form a company there, an extension of Irvine Partners. Rachel Irvine, how are you doing?
Good morning. Alive and kicking. How are you?
I'm very good. Deeply touched by Elizan's story and deeply touched that you got in touch with us and to say we want to participate.
Absolutely. As soon as I saw this story, I knew that I had a responsibility as a South African to help out, because I think when we have resources, when we have skills, we need to share them with our community. When people in our community are in need. Mm. So as Irvine Partners, we would love to contribute 20,000 rand to pay for the special lenses that Tanika needs. And more than that, because we're a marketing company, we'd love to donate our skills in the form of a digital marketing campaign to help raise the rest of the
money. Wow. Wow, Rachel. You're a South African who lives abroad, but you're not unaffected by South Africa. You're caught on the other side because of lockdown, and hope we'll see you back here. But what is it about the responsibility of particularly corporate citizens in South Africa to add not just the voice, not just the yearly Mandela campaigns, Mandela Hour campaigns, but to be actively in touch with what they see on the ground?
You know, Lester, I'm in marketing. I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm really fed up with corporate social responsibility. I think it's time we stopped talking about corporate social responsibility and started talking about human social responsibility. I mean, maybe I'm going soft in my old age, maybe it's the pandemic, but I really think, you know, as a society, we've got to look out for each other. We've got to catch each other before we fall, not when we fall, before we fall. So I just think it's incumbent on all of us to look after each other.
Elizan, Rachel's listening. Your response to Rachel and Mark?
You know, I can only say thank you.
Well, Elizan, as I said, we've got plenty of people who wanted to contribute. So I want to bring on the line Sandra Fenter. Sandra is someone that we've spoken to just a few weeks ago. Sandra is with the recovery. She's the recovery and awareness manager at Vitanova. It's a tissue bank connected to Bone SA, who works primarily in organ donation and transplants. Sandra, thanks so much for joining us here on the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Lester. Privileged to be here again. Thank you.
You've heard Elizan. You've been in touch with us. What is your addition to this conversation?
So, Lester, yes, as everyone else, we've been touched by Tanika's story and the battle that she's having. The realization that I came to also at the same time is, as unique and special as her circumstances are, there are many thousands of people just like her, you know, that need this type of transplant. And as a tissue bank, that's exactly what our role is. It's our role to make tissue available from the deceased donor to the patient in need who needs the operation. That's the role that we fulfill. And then people say, you know, there's thousands that need it. How are you going to make a difference when you have so few donors? Mm. And we say one at a time. And for us right now, that is Tanika. So we are saying that as soon as she is ready for her operation and all the circumstances are right, the Vita Nova Tissue Bank will make available to her a locally sourced, excellent quality donor tissue cornea for transplantation, wow, completely free of charge. Wow. And we trust that that will help alleviate the cost towards this transplant.
Oh my goodness. Sandra, it's wow, it's also about the waiting list, isn't it? It's also about people having to wait, and young people like Tainika having to be on a waiting list, and we don't know how long their condition deteriorates. This also raises an awareness issue for you, for people to get on donor lists, to register as donors, so that people like Tainika don't have to wait months, if not years, for transplants, for something as what I take for granted, a cornea.
Yeah, it's absolutely like that. And unfortunately, in South Africa, the waiting lists are big, and unfortunately, the donor numbers are low. So this is the ideal opportunity for us to say also, like what you're doing, it's an excellent talk that you're hosting today, Lester. This becomes a community problem. Mm. It is not only Tanika's problem, and it's not only the tissue bank that has to provide it. It is the whole community that has to get to a point to say, how do we help patients in our own community to regain sight, to prevent blindness, or whatever the tissue might be, in her case, it's the cornea. And then we also talk about the fact that in Tanika's case, obviously we would want to give her a cornea from a young donor. Mm. You know, and that's hard to say, well, what does that mean? Does it mean somebody young has to die so that she can get her cornea? The answer is actually much simpler than that, Lester. Mm. People die all the time, young and old. Unfortunately, teenagers are not protected from death, and we see it in the Western Cape so much more. People die all the time.
Sandra,
but as a community, we can say, I will donate at the time of my death and make that difference.
So far, Mark, Rachel Irvine of Irvine Partners, Sandra Fenter, Bone Recovery Awareness Manager, Elizan, there are people on the WhatsApp line who want to get your details. We're going to put you in contact with all of them. I know this seems as if it's been rushed upon you, but just a quick reaction from you.
I just want to say thank you. I've been telling myself not to cry. But it's difficult, you know, because at some point when personal things happen to you, you tend to think that this world is just very coward. It's just, you know, there's nothing really good in South Africa. And then you find yourself in this situation and you meet people like Mark and Rachel and Sandra and, you know, and you're forced to accept that there is people with good hearts. So I want to say thank you, and you know, from myself, my family, thank you. I wish Tainika was here.
She's at school now.
She's at school. Yes, I wish she was here. Where you guys could have, you know, wish you could have interacted with you and just have said thank you. Okay. But I do appreciate it.
Well,
I'm in awe.
Once we've put you in touch with everyone, and once you've gone through the procedure and she's recovering, hopefully sooner rather than later. We have people waiting on the lines who want to get in touch with you. We have people on the WhatsApp line. We're running out of time. But Elizan, all the best. We're going to put you in contact with all these people and more. Elizan Adonis, Mark Sampson, Rachel Irvine with Irvine Partners, Sandra Fenter of Bone SA. Thank you all. Elizan, all the best to you and Tainika, okay?
Thank you so much, Lester. You keep well.